News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage in association with AIR.
They all started out as actors and then they made it as singers. Why is this theme of relevance? Well, it's because Kiefer Sutherland has had a bit of a sulk because he says it's not fair that people who are actors aren't taken seriously as the musicians that they might actually also be. And when you go looking for somebody who's expert on all things acting and music, you look no further ever than Dave Fanning. Dave, morning.
I'm not an actor and I'm not a musician.
But you talk to both of them all the time. You do the movies thing, so you know all these actor types.
There, actually, you just play J-Lo there. It's really funny because I interviewed her on the week her album was number one and her movie was number one. And she was really like, wow, I've done it in both. And then she became a businesswoman in that. And she's a model to us all.
That is a great pub quiz question. I wonder, has anybody else had number one movie simultaneously?
I don't think they have. I don't know. Like, she was beaming from ear to ear. And in fact, she was moving around because her bottom that week was also, seriously, this is true. It was what's the word for it when you for 2 million quid?
I'm not making suggestions on this one, Dave. You're on your own.
It was insured for 2 million quid.
That's a relief. I didn't know where you were going.
A cheek. Anyway.
Now, has anybody ever done it well? Is there ever an instance of somebody who you would regard as a credible artiste in both genres?
Well, like, for instance, if you look at the longevity, like the Will Smiths and the Mark Wahlbergs, I mean, they really stayed big on the big screen.
Did you hear the words credible artiste there,
Dave?
Yeah, I knew
you were going to say that. Okay, let's try again. Okay, how about David Bowie? Now, before you go any further and say, well, like, come on, like Labyrinth or, you know, whatever, the Man
Who Fell to Earth,
Well, he looked like the Man Who Fell to Earth. And also, like, you know, Merry Christmas, Mr. Lawrence. But he was in a movie in 2006 called The Prestige, where he plays Nikolai Tesla, you know, the futurist inventor guy.
That's a fine point.
Oh, and it's a brilliant movie. It's my favourite movie of that year and probably of the noughties. It's really good. Christopher Nolan, kind of early days. But he can really do it when he has. And don't forget, he was on Broadway doing The Elephant Man and did very well with that too. So is that an example?
That's a very good one. Where do you stand on Jagger?
Well, yeah, I mean, funny enough, did I see a thing in the paper the other day where Jagger is on some island somewhere. He's making a movie and he was playing his music too loud and the next door neighbours gave out, they're in a restaurant. And he's with Jesse Buckley and he's with three or four other major Irish actors. I can't even remember what the movie is. I don't know. But he's done a bunch of, like, he was in Performance and he was just right in the same way as David Bowie was right for what I just said there, The Man Who Fell to Earth. He was in Performance and he really was kind of slightly evil personified for the Nicholas Roeg movie in 68. It worked for me. Now, some other ones since then, no.
Oh, no, please, go. Let me not interrupt you.
No, I mean, some other Mick Jagger ones since then, no, is what I'm
saying.
Oh,
I see, I got you. All right.
You have to ask, how many actors have had their songs dubbed? Loads of them. But how many singers have had their actors have had their acting dubbed? None of them. So I do think he's got a point. I really do. Your man, what's his name?
There is a question as to whether, Kiefer Sutherland, there is an issue in that most of the people that we've been talking about thus far have been singers who have become actors. Now, I think if you go the other way, it's less successful. Like Johnny Depp, Russell Crowe.
Yeah, no question. I mean, Russell Crowe. I mean, you know, Damian Lewis, we had him on the fabulous program Fanning at Whelan's only last year. Now, he's a famous actor and he's in a band too. And he started off playing music as many of these people did. Just remember, when you're 6, 7, 8, 9, you start learning the piano, you start learning an instrument. But then you go into acting. You want to go back to that if you think the door is still open to you. And it's not that much different in some ways in terms of what you have to do, body awareness and rhythm and pacing and, you know, all that. Like, learning an instrument is very good for doing Shakespeare, you know, that kind of thing.
We've had a text, Dave, that you will like because it does answer the pub trivia question. The other artist who's had a number one movie and song simultaneously.
You'll
kick yourself.
Well, I don't know who.
Whistle Notes, High Seas.
Roger Whittaker?
No, okay. No, as good as Durham Town is, that's not it. No, Questionable Taste in Men.
Oh wow, the list. It's long.
Whitney Houston for The Bodyguard.
Oh, Whitney. Well, you see, Whitney is kind of a different thing again because some of these people, like, I mean, Cher got an Oscar having been a singer for years, you know, that kind of thing. And a lot of these people, like, I mean, Richard Harris, for God's sake, he had MacArthur Park, you know, one of the greatest preposterous, sort of magnificent songs of all time. So, yeah.
I feel with Richard Harris, we've peaked. Dave, lovely to talk to you. Have a wonderful weekend.
News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage in association with AIR.